Conversation on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. We hear survey after survey showing U.S. students do poorly compared to students in a variety of subjects. But it turns out that's not the whole story. The United States also has more top-performing students than any other developed nation. So how can both be true, and what does it mean? Joining us to explain, Professor Hal Saltzman. He is at Rutgers School of Planning and Public Policy. Hal, we hear about the terrible job that students do in the U.S. compared to students from around the world. This study might, on the surface, appear to contradict it, but not really?
Well, the problem is we often just look at averages, right? So we miss what's happening at the extremes, and the U.S. is a country of extremes in this regard. So we have a lot of top-performing students doing really well, and then, unfortunately, we also have a large group at the bottom. So it drags the average down, but it masks the top-performing group that often gets overlooked.
So kind of an aha from looking at it this way is that we have such a gap.
Oh, I think that's the big news, is the gap rather than the average. And that, when we focus on the average, we often overlook what needs to be done at the bottom to bring the bottom up. And also, it paints a false picture of us being at disadvantage, you know, in terms of science and engineering and the students who go into the those professions. We do quite well. We have a large group of very good performing students, and so at the top we have an ample supply of high performing students. It's just at the bottom where we're sorely lacking.
Hal, is this education gap caused by an economic gap? Can you trace the really low performing students to low economic circumstances and the high performing students to wealthier parents?
Well, it's certainly related to that. The primary factor is, you know, difference in income. So it's both the students and the school districts, because we fund school districts out of local property taxes. So, you know, the poverty areas just gets very concentrated by lack of funding for the schools and also a lack of advantage at home. So those things combine, as well as other factors, really put that group at a disadvantage. And that is one area where some other countries do better at compensating for the home disadvantage in the school. We don't do as well there.
How can this, or should this, education gap affect education policy? There are certainly a lot of efforts underway to reach students who come from impoverished backgrounds, charter schools, and many, many other experimental efforts. Do we know how to do it? Does this at all suggest a path?
Oh, that's a tough question, right? We've been trying a lot of things. Experimentation is good. I think what our results point to is more of a focus at the bottom that gets lost in this general discussion. And so certainly funding, teacher quality, and a lot of programs that, you know, help students before school and outside of school. So, the overall message is just that it's a different problem, right? The bottom, the performance problem at the bottom is different from what's happening at the top and different from looking at the average performance levels. And I think as much attention as there is, this still gets lost in much of the policy discussion.
Professor Hal Saltzman is at Rutgers School of Planning and Public Policy. Hey, tomorrow, Hal, we're going to be talking about the best or worst advice you ever got from your mom. Anything spring to mind?
I think I'm going to take the fifth on that.
All right. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us. Well, maybe you are willing to not take the fifth, fess up, and say what your mom's best or worst advice was. If so, you can write to us, conversation@kuow.org, or join us tomorrow. That's what we're going to be doing on the day before Mother's Day.